Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very important subject and a young man who's on the line with me right now to share his journey with hydrocephalus. One of the great privileges of hosting The Mark White Show is introducing you to people whose stories remind us how resilient the human spirit can be. And of course, we all face difficulties in life, but some people are forced to confront challenges that most of us can hardly imagine, and their lives become a series of doctor's appointments, surgeries, recoveries, and uncertainty. Yet somehow they continue moving forward with courage and determination. Today, as I said, we're talking about hydrocephalus, and it's a condition that affects more than 1 million Americans. And hydrocephalus is caused by an abnormal buildup of cerebrospinal fluid on the brain. And while there are treatments available, many people living with hydrocephalus require lifelong medical care, repeated surgeries, and constant monitoring. Our guest today has lived that reality since infancy. Stokes Kazmaier was born 11 weeks premature and was diagnosed with hydrocephalus when he was just 4 months old. And throughout Stokes's life, he has undergone approximately 30 brain surgeries and most recently a shunt failure and infection that led to one of the most difficult seasons of his life, including a month-long stay in neuro ICU. Instead of letting those experiences define him, Stokes has chosen to use his story to raise awareness, encourage other families facing hydrocephalus, and help fund research through the Hydrocephalus Association's Walk to End Hydrocephalus. Joining me today is Stokes Kazmaier. Stokes, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you for having me on.
Absolutely. And before we talk about the medical journey, those that side of things, tell our listeners about yourself.
So, Mark, I grew up in Killeen, Alabama, went to Brooks High School, went to college at Northwest Shoals. I currently, you know, work in IT right now. I work for a John Deere dealership out of Athens, Alabama. And, you know, I've had hydrocephalus since I was probably about 4 months old. It's something I've dealt with my entire life, something I'll continue to deal with from here on out, unfortunately. But, you know, I try to take the most of it the best I can, and you know, that's about all we can do.
Absolutely. And you were born 11 weeks premature. What have your parents shared with you about those first few months of your life, Stokes?
So, you know, that was, my sister was born, she was born premature too, not near as early as me, but, you know, I definitely gave them a scare when that came into play, and, you know, the hydrocephalus came up and they had no idea what that was, never heard of it. You know, they were trying to look up things about it, learn the best they can about it. The doctor was telling them stuff. They didn't really know anything about it at the time. So it was kind of a whirlwind with them trying to understand what this is that their newborn had just developed. And, you know, the brain bleed that I had that was the onset of that, that was definitely a challenging time for them.
Stokes, from your perspective, and I know that you've acquired a lot of knowledge over the years living with hydrocephalus, would you like to share your perspective of what hydrocephalus is and the impact that it has on your life?
Yes, yes. So, you know, hydrocephalus, a lot of people don't know what it is. A lot of people have never heard of it. Just like my parents never really have heard of it when it first came into play with me. And, you know, there's tons of people across the U.S. that's got hydrocephalus. A lot of them are younger kids, pediatric type kids. But, you know, there's adults that have it too. And some have it more worse than others. They have other onsets of other symptoms that go along with it. I was very fortunate, you know, not to, to have a lot of complications that most people have with it. I just, you know, I think of that as a grace, a grace by God for not giving me those type of complications. You know, I don't ever take that for granted any day. It's something that, you know, I kind of just have on my mind to try to inform more people about, because, you know, there is no cure for it. There's the only cure for it's brain surgery, unfortunately. And, you know, the research tries to, you know, be the best it can in modern day, but, you know, there's a long way to go to get a cure for it.
Stokes, do doctors know what caused your hydrocephalus, or do they believe it was related to premature birth?
So, my mom, she had very high blood pressure. She's got a history of high blood pressure, and I think the high blood pressure contributed to the early pregnancy of me. And of course, the brain bleed was something I think that just came up because of the early birth and the onset of everything. And it was just something that played out that you know, they had to work through. Unfortunately, you know, I spent months and months in the neonatal unit at Huntsville Hospital. They said when I was born, you know, putting the air chamber, what they call it, because my lungs were not fully developed yet. You know, it was a scary time for my parents from what they've told me. You know, a lot of my surgeries over the years, you know, I've had 21 brain surgeries between, I would say, 4 months old and probably 6 years old. All that's within that little time span, 21 brain surgeries within that little time span. And then I had from probably 6 years old up until, maybe 10, 11, 12, somewhere around in there probably. I had another little hiccup there where I had to get another shunt placement. Then they had to go in and revise the shunt because of a infection that I had gotten. I had gotten a staph infection. And that was the last time up until last year that I had not had any issues.
How old are you now, Stokes?
I'm 30. I'm 30 now. I turned 30 this past February.
And you mentioned the shunt, and a lot of people associate hydrocephalus who do know about hydrocephalus with a shunt. What is a shunt, and what role does that play in your life?
So a shunt, you know, they've got three different types of shunts, as far as I'm understanding. They've got a VP, a VA, and I think the other one might be an LP, if I'm not mistaken. But the most common one's the VP. I've had a VP and a VA. I've had both. When I was little, most of my shunts was what they call a VP shunt, and that drains the cerebral spinal fluid that builds up in the brain. That drains that down to the abdominal cavity where the body can absorb it. And I've had that most of my life, the VP. I think it was around with the 10 or 12 year mark when I had that staph infection, is when they went in and revised the shunt. They could not get the tubing back down to the abdomen. My pediatric neurosurgeon at the time, you know, he tried his best to get it back down in there, but you know, during surgery, he came out and told my parents, you know, there's really no way we can get it down in there. The scar tissue is just too much to be able to get through. So he didn't want to go to a VA shunt, and the VA shunt is where they go into the right atrium of the heart. There's a tube that runs from the shunt catheter up in that goes into the ventricles of the brain, and it drains the fluid down into the right atrium of the heart, and then the heart then pumps it out throughout the body through the venous system. So that was something that came into play when they did the VA shunt around 12 or 13 years of age. I've had a VA ever since up until this past year. You know, they went from a VA to a VP again. Now I've got a VA again. So, you know, it's kind of been back and forth a little bit recently, but you know, VAs are a little bit more dangerous because they're, you know, they pose a little bit more riskier because of where it goes to, where it drains to. But you know, you got to take what you got and go with it.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Stokes Cashmire on the line with me right now from Killen, Alabama. And we're talking about his life living with hydrocephalus. When we come back, we're going to talk about why that experience has inspired him to help others living with hydrocephalus. And he's going to share more about his story. I'm glad to have Stokes with me today as we talk about this effort and bring awareness to hydrocephalus. Maybe it's something you had not heard about, like his parents. When they found out about hydrocephalus, it was new to them, and it may be new to you today, but we want you to care, and we want you to have an awareness of hydrocephalus. It may be something that you hear that word because of someone you love in the future. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Stokes Cashmire on the line with me right now. He is from Killen, Alabama, and he is 30 years old. He has lived with hydrocephalus from a very young age. He was born prematurely. He has had to live with hydrocephalus, but he has decided that he wanted to live a full and complete life in spite of this diagnosis. And I'm pleased to have Stokes on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stokes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you again for having me.
One of the things I think about is a challenge when you're going to school. You said you went to Brooks and you're struggling as a young person, maybe because there's a difference in you and other kids. Was that something that you had to deal with when you were in school?
It was. I didn't get to do a lot of sports. I think my pediatric neurosurgeon, he was adamant that I could do, football and stuff. But, that was not a thing my mom really wanted me to do. It's understandably so. So, I didn't really get to participate in a lot of sports. I did have some difficulty with math. Math was specifically my learning disability while I was going to school, still is to this day. Math and me just don't really jive too well. Numbers, anything with numbers, they kind of can get a little overwhelming for me when I try to think about things. But throughout school, that was something I had to go through, and it didn't really discourage me. It just made me realize that I'm a unique person. We're all unique people. So,
and that's definitely part of the story as you bring awareness to hydrocephalus, because there are kids right now who would have a similar experience to what you've had. And so as you bring awareness, it can be helpful to those young people to know that you are thriving as an adult and the impact you can have on both kids and adults who have been living with hydrocephalus. So let's talk about Team Stokes and how that idea came together to bring awareness to this effort.
So, yes. I've known the Hydrocephalus Association. I've known they've existed for a while. This past year, during this, all this started happening with me, that was the first major shunt revision, major shunt complication that I had that you know, I really fully was able to understand and work through, you know, as an adult, because all my major complications and surgeries were all done when I was little. So I didn't, you know, I don't remember a lot other than what my parents tell me. So that was a kind of a jolt for me this past year, going through that. And, you know, we were lucky enough, right after, one of my many surgeries this past summer, we were lucky enough to join the Hydrocephalus Association for their Alabama Walk to End Hydrocephalus, back in September, if I believe, of last year. And I was right out of the hospital, so I still had the staples in and everything, but, we were able to go join that walk. It was a hot day, but you know, it was very, very insightful to be able to be there and to see others that have this condition. There, a lot of them are kids, be able to hear their stories and hear what they're having to deal with. You know, it was very inspiring to me. And you know, I realized they have this walk every year. They have it all across the country in different states, got different chapters, and they have different walks. So, you know, it's something that, you know, I think I will continue to be a part of from here on out. And you know, I'm trying to, just tell more people about it and, encourage people to kind of support it, learn more about it. And, it does mean a lot to me, a lot to other people as well.
Stokes, from your understanding, where does the money that's raised from the walk go to?
So yes, the money, all the money's donated directly to the Hydrocephalus Association. The chapters, they go through the whole entire organization together. Everything's tax deductible, so you can make the donations to the Hydrocephalus Association. They're nonprofit, so everything's tax deductible, and it all goes to help further research, education, better treatments. You know, because there's not a cure for it. There's not an ultimate cure for it. So a lot of advances that still need to be done with it. And a lot of that funds and money in the support that come along with that helps try to advance that more.
Stokes, in the 3 decades that you've now lived, have you seen any advances in the hydrocephalus arena that gives you hope for the future?
So I have, I've seen, you know, there's been very little, advances. Unfortunately, you would think there'd be a lot in base time, but there's not been a whole lot. There has been some stuff here and there. And, you know, I've seen this past year, was the first I kind of looked at that. My shunt that I had for all these past 20 years or so, it was an older shunt. It was, you know, it was what they considered up to date at the time. And you know, the new shunt that I've got right now, is a programmable shunt, and that is a new innovative technology that they're currently using. And what that is, that shunt is able to be adjusted. The valve pressure, the flow rate is able to be adjusted through a magnet. So they put a magnet up towards where the shunt is on the head, and they can turn a little valve with that magnet without having to go in surgically and adjust anything. So that's a big improvement, I'm sure, for a lot of people. And it's about as far as we've got with it so far, unfortunately. But you know, I have hope that there's a lot of things great to come with the advances in medical technology that we continue advancing in.
Stokes, if a parent had just been told their newborn has hydrocephalus, what would you want them to hear right now?
I would say, you know, don't get overwhelmed by everything. Yeah, I know that's easier said than done. But you know, there's hope at the end of the tunnel. You gotta keep the faith. You gotta keep the faith. That's the important part. You know, there's gonna be hard trials. There're gonna be hard struggles. But you just gotta keep trying to push through that the best you can. And that's something I try to do every day. It's difficult. It's difficult at times. I will say that. But you know, you just gotta kind of push through it. And that's the encouraging part that I probably give to parents that are going through this.
And it sounds like it's probably a similar message to someone who is actually living with hydrocephalus, as you think about all the surgeries and how it takes a toll on a person, both physically and emotionally. And there may be someone out there who feels discouraged and overwhelmed right now because of living with hydrocephalus. What would you say to them?
I would probably say, you know, don't be discouraged. Don't feel like you're, you know, the lone wolf in it, because you're not. There's plenty of other people that have got this same condition as you, and you're able to do as much as you thrive to do. So keep pushing yourself to do the most you can. God will all take it from there. God has a purpose for everybody. He's got a purpose for you as well. And, you know, that plan might not be set in stone right off the bat, but, you know, eventually he will present it to you, and he will let you know exactly where he wants you to be.
And Stokes, let's tell everyone about this year's Walk to End Hydrocephalus, Team Stokes, and when and where this event is going to take place.
Yes, sir. So I've got a team Stokes, myself, along with many others, that's going to be have their own teams with the walk. The walk this year, and it was the same place as it was last year, it's going to be at Legacy Park. That's in Huntsville. And it's going to be on October 17th. I believe it starts at 9:00 that morning. That's a Saturday. The event pretty much, I think, goes all day. They're going to have, you know, different things for kids to do. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have a DJ and some other stuff that's going to be going on. And most importantly, you get to walk with all the people that have got hydrocephalus, or that just are there in general, just to help support it. And, you know, it'll be a good day of a gathering with different people with different aspects of this type of condition. And, you know, I look forward again this year to participating in that and, you know, trying to make a difference in this the best I can.
And Stokes, of course, I'll share your flyers on the Mark White Show Facebook page and Instagram, but where can listeners go if they'd like to learn more about Team Stokes or making a donation to this effort?
Yeah, so they can go to donate.stokescasmire.com. That forwards over to my official page with the Hydrocephalus Association, my official Team Stokes page. And from there, they can make a donation. That donation, again, goes directly to the Hydrocephalus Association. But it goes, of course, on behalf of me. You can go there, you can give any amount you want to give, any amounts very appreciated. Again, it goes to research, education, it goes to supporting hydrocephalus 100%. You can go to walk.stokescasmire.com if you want to, and that page will give you a little bit more insight about the walk and give you the date and time and some stuff about the walk. And you know, give you some more information if you want to join the walk on that day.
Excellent. Again, go to walk.stokesmire.com, and let me spell that out for you. STOKESKASMEIER, stokescasmire.com. And you can make a donation to support Team Stokes and the Hydrocephalus Association. Stokes, I appreciate you joining me today and sharing your story, and I appreciate your willingness to encourage others through everything you've experienced, and I wish you all the best as you continue raising awareness for hydrocephalus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I very do appreciate you having me on. One thing I just want to say, you know, hydrocephalus, you know, it's a part of my story. It's a part of my life. But, you know, I've always let that doesn't define me, that doesn't define who I am. And you know, that's one thing I hope people that have this condition realize, you know, it doesn't define who you are. It might be a part of your story, but you know, it doesn't define who you are. So that's one thing I could leave everybody with.
Stokes Kazmaier, folks, from Killen, Alabama. Glad to have him here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. Go ahead and share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. They need to be encouraged and inspired as well. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.